Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Femi Okay. This week, we are marking our one-year anniversary on the air by checking in with people who have really been the backbone of the show. Janie Larson is someone who made the enormous consequences of the economic downturn extremely real and accessible. Now, she lives in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, and is raising her two grandchildren, their ages 5 and 6. And when we spoke to Janie last May, gas was skyrocketing, food prices were climbing, and Janie had to somehow hold her life together for her and her grandkids.
I'm terrified. I don't sleep at night. I'm scared for my grandkids. What are we looking at? And I'm not going to be the only one in this situation, I understand. And I feel sorry for the ones who are worse off than I, but it's terrifying.
Janie, thanks for coming back. Good morning. How are things today?
Good morning. Well, today was supposed to be my new move-out day from the sheriff. He ticketed my home, and I called him the day before yesterday and said I needed a few more days. And he was very nasty, but he agreed to let me move little by little till Wednesday because I can't get movers and I have to work during the week. So I don't know. And I have to take my dog to the pound on Saturday, and I'm just, it's kind of weepy for me. But, we're heading onward into a new world, and I rented a place, and I'm going to be rooming with someone so we can share expenses because she's, wanting to cut back on her expenditures too. So it's going to be a whole new ball game for me after 38 years in this house. I'm just, kind of sad.
You've got a little 5-year-old and a 6-year-old and kids that age are so joyful and such a pleasure to be around. How do you contrast what's going on in your real life with having to bring up the grandkids?
Well, I'm tired and they're a lot of work, but I love them dearly. And I'm all they got. I think that this isn't fair to them. They deserve someone with young and, money to go places and do things. But they don't, materialistic things don't really mean too much to us. We have more fun just, going to the Dairy Queen or, playing T-ball outside. Or I had them in a little soccer league, the neighborhood soccer league. So they enjoy that. But I just don't want to, I find myself angry at times and I don't want to put that on them. I don't want them to have to deal with this. But I made, they were sad at first, and they're sad that we have to get rid of the dog. But, I got him a goldfish.
Oh.
Trying to compensate here. But, this isn't forever. And then I have to keep my focus on that. This isn't forever. I'm taking life in 24-hour increments. I do have my joy, and they are part of my joy. And I have 3 other grandkids. And, it can get better tomorrow. Just as fast as it got bad, it can get better again.
Janie, we came back to you because you had such an amazing outlook on life. You were a little element of the recession and tough times, but you made us smile and cry at the same time. We will check back in with you. Give our love to your grandkids and good luck with your move.
Thank you so much, and take care of yourself.
Thank you very much. That's Janie Larson, one of our very special takeaway guests from a year ago. She's from Columbus, Ohio. She is moving out of a foreclosed home this weekend. So, during these tough economic times, we are asking you your tips for finding a job. You can go to the classifieds, you can go to the internet, but do you have any better ideas? 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. You're listening to The Takeaway with Femi Okay and Todd Zwillick.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.